Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, guess what? The Bob Seska Show is almost entirely fueled by our Patreon subscribers. Did you know that? Well, now you do. So if you dig what you hear today, please consider signing up for just $5 per month on our Patreon page. Not only is it going to get you access to the Shadow Docket shows twice per week, every Tuesday and Thursday, but you also get to download the Patreon app. You'll be able to comment under each episode, even the free shows, and you can post your own blogs in the member posts tab as well. Plus, you'll be supporting this fully independent podcast, this most excellent podcast, as we guide you through the chaos of our politics. So get going. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. And now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Not great, Bob.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, September 28, 2023, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 981 of the Biden-Harris administration. 4 to 3 days into the 24 presidential election. You can find me on Threads and Instagram. Find me there. Find me and stalk me. The Bob Seska is my handle. Twitter, BobSeska_go. Spoutable Bob Seska. And the Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. And sit right over there. It's the people we refer to as the Goth Ninjas. And those people include... Jody Hamilton, Spicy Jody from The Stephanie Miller Show. She is the executive producer of The Stephanie Miller Show. StephanieMiller.com. Patreon.com/StephanieMillerShow. And David Ferguson, we sometimes call him T-Rex. His music project is Astral Summer. Patreon.com/AstralSummer. Get his new single, Zola, right now. Okay, in addition to having a new single out, David, you've got a horrible, horrible purple toe.
Yeah, I've got a sad Smurf toe.
It's a Smurf toe. Because I thought what we were
actually,
doing.
It's purple now, but it was like really like a slate blue. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Honey.
And doctors have no idea what's wrong with it. Like,
I'm a medical
history. Clue why your toe is your big toe. It's your big toe, right? It's suddenly purple.
No. It's the third toe on my right foot.
Oh, okay.
And it's my left ankle, like almost wrapped around to my heel. This bruise came up. Like, okay, so folks, we're talking about, I put up a post on the Patreon last night explaining that I've been quiet because I've been sick. There's something weird happening with the circulation in my big, scaly, green T-Rex feet. I guess about 5-6 weeks ago, I was out walking and I rolled my ankle and it hurt and this big, ugly black bruise came up and just stayed.
I see.
Just hung out there. And then about 10 days ago, all of a sudden, the third toe on my left foot turned purple and started screaming.
Literally,
it looks like...
It just went...
Pretty much what it feels like. It looks like someone took a braces elastic, you know, those tiny rubber bands, and like put it around the base and just abandoned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, and it's a perfectly straight line. It's so weird. My doctor was like, that's weird. He's like, he grew up like two blocks from Anthony Fauci. They went to different medical schools.
Oh, really?
But they have the exact same accent, and they knew each other.
Yeah.
it's like, you know, Fauci's Italian and my doctor is Jewish, slightly different neighborhoods, exact same accent.
You know? Yeah, you know, it happens like that. It's so easy.
He's like,
oh my God, I love that. Jody with the impression of Dr. Fauci. That is perfect. Okay, you know what? We're going to have to stage a conversation between Dr. Fauci and Elon Musk here on the show. Because now, David, I'm sorry, I found a new favorite impression on the show. Jody doing Dr. Fauci. Anyway, you're horrible.
So, like, yeah. I had my doctor on the speakerphone with the doctor from the other clinic day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I've been going to the doctor pretty much every day. It's a different doctor, different office, but it's just, you know, doctor visits all the fucking time. But I, like, was just about to say to my doctor, I need you to coordinate with the doctor I met at the vascular clinic when she called. And so I put her on speaker and I was letting them talk to each other. And she was like, you know, Dr. Flegel, that's my doctor. Like, how does his toe look? And the doctor was like, well, it's not as cool as it was compared to the other toes. Less of a bluish purple now and more of a pink. And I was like, but doctor, is it art?
See, you know the
And he completely stripped his gears. Like he got completely tongue-tied, couldn't talk, he's just blushing, laughing, holding up one finger at me like, "Oh God, Ferguson, don't do that again."
That's exactly what happens to me every time we do a Thursday show.
Good God, Ferguson.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all David's fault, right? So,
seriously, my tombstone's just going to be like, it's just going to say, "Damn it, David."
Ew, David.
There we go. Yeah.
Ew, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I put up that post last night and I put my Venmo and PayPal and stuff in it because I'm missing a lot of work. I'm falling behind on everything. I have copays out the ass and medications that are super expensive. Yeah. And I'm trying to work every day that I can. But the bakery has a concrete floor.
Oh, ouch. Yeah.
So in spite of the thick sole shoes and the Dr. Scholl's inserts, I'm like dragging my feet across this floor. And I can generally make it about 50 minutes before I have to go make an ice pack and go sit in the back and just hold it.
Because your toe is going like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's actually me at that point. Like, gritting my back teeth to keep from screaming. And then, like, I go and ice it down and I get another 50 minutes. And then, it's just, it's tough right now. So I've put out my information, my PayPal, which is my email address, if you already have that.
Well, mention your email address for PayPal and mention your Venmo. Just plug away.
Okay, my PayPal is david530@gmail.com.
Okay.
And my Venmo.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Wrong button.
This is the audio equivalent of micro expressions, folks.
I meant to do this, but I hit the wrong button. Go. Yeah.
Bob is actually secretly delighted.
That's right. This
what
makes me laugh.
What is wrong
laugh.
With Dave?
Venmo.
@David-Ferguson-17.
Well, that's good.
Thank
Go
you
and
guys.
Help
if
out
you
David.
Can help, yeah, please. If you can't, I completely understand. But I am like, we got a new single out. We're playing Athens Pride on Saturday. This should be like the most exciting week ever. And
except for your awful toe. You know what we should do? We should come up with a name for your awful purple toe. And I was thinking, like, call it like
Harold. I like Harold.
Yeah,
Harold.
I was thinking like Grimace or something like that.
Oh, something more purple. We'll call it Prince.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
I don't know about
Prince
that.
Togers Nelson.
Yeah. And the other question I have for you, and this is a very serious medical question: is there a toe monster living under your bed? Because that may be the culprit of why your
that
toe
could.
Is
purple.
Like I just barely got away, and I managed.
Yeah. Just but well, like, go to get out of bed, and suddenly the toe monster bites that purple toe. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know how much that even hurts to think about.
I'm with you on that, Bob. Yeah, I think you're right.
Just coincidentally.
No, Dr. Fauci's here. Just, you know, it could be a toe monster.
With all due respect, Senator Paul, please go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Rand, in that fucking hair.
That's Fauci's diagnosis. It's a toe monster.
It's a toe monster.
Holy shit.
No, it's not a toe
funny.
Monster. It's a toe monster.
Monster.
Okay. That's hilarious. You take the R away, it actually gets twice as big.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what? We've got some breaking news here right at the top of the show. The great Kimberly Johnson stopped by with a breaking news alert. It looks like Glenn Youngkin may be stepping into the Republican primary for president.
He barely has enough time to do that. I mean, aren't deadlines, like, looming?
Yeah, and also, I don't know why the studio audience is applauding that.
He'll run as a Republican, not as an independent.
Yeah, he's going to run as a Republican. That's at least the word from Muggsy, Robert Costa. But unofficially, several donors tell me it'll be an opportunity for them to try and push, if not shove, Youngkin into the Republican presidential race. So he hasn't officially declared. But
he
it looks like
he's very interested. If they're having to push him into it, that'll be fun.
Right. Well, there's also a thing on the Drudge Report right now. Well, there's a big red banner headline that says...
It's still there?
Yeah, something... Oh, yeah, Drudge Report's still a thing. You know what? Believe it or not, Drudge Report is anti-Trump now.
Really?
So it's not full-on crazy people. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, Republican race about to shake with late entry in all red letters. And then, of course, oh, let's see here. So this points
yeah,
to...
Yeah, Washington Post is
Muggsy.
Reporting the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a photo of Glenn Youngkin up there now. And, you know, because initially there wasn't a
the
photo...
Man with the- Even less charisma than Rand Freitas.
Exactly. Yes, this is completely pointless. He is going to do nothing in the context of this race. It says here, according to Robert Costa, we call him Muggsy, Scoop/news, push for Youngkin 2024, now taking shape as donors and Republicans grow alarmed. Red Vest Retreat, October 17th and 18th in Virginia Beach. Billionaire backer Peter Fee. Who is Peter Fee? Peter Fee?
That sounds like a bad thing that happens to your penis.
Yeah.
That's what you have to pay at the penis toll booth. You have to pay your Peter fee.
God, it's a Peter fee.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
right.
Good God.
The billionaire backer Peter Fee assures me.
Knock, quote, knock. Who's there? Peter. Peter who? Peter Fee.
Peter Fee.
That'll be a dollar. Yeah.
But Peter Fee assures Muggsy that money would be there. Bill Barr telling him to put his oar in. So there's another kind of
all
vague.
All of this is just penal.
Double
it's
entendre.
Yes. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Every time you talk about Muggsy, Bob, I imagine you like, I don't know, he's like basically a third as tall as you. Like I see you together and you're like taking him out for a cheeseburger because he looks so skinny nowadays. Like, here you go, Muggsy. Have your cheeseburger. You look too thin. Are you eating? You're eating enough, Muggsy? Like it's some like drugstore lunch counter, you know?
Yeah, he's got a tough mug. He's like running up to the phone booth to call in the story. Hey, brand new scoop for you. And he's got a press card in his fedora.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's exactly what Robert Costa looks like. So... Anyway, that's the breaking news about Glenn Youngkin, and it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter one bit, because unless the Republicans go like full court press on Donald Trump, there's no way anyone can overcome this deficit right now to Trump in the polls. And so I don't know that Youngkin will change that dynamic at all. But a little later on, we're going to talk about, we could talk about it now. You want to talk about the Republican debate last night? Because I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
I didn't either, but I had to get stuff this morning. So I kind of have an idea.
I did the same thing, Jody. We both just gathered audio from the debate
just see
that we
the
didn't
clips.
Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and you know what? We have our official reoccurring Republican debate music here. Yeah. It's the Imperial March clown car version. Yep. Everyone loves this. But yeah, it started out exactly as you would expect. Stuart Varney completely screwed up the intro. This is just a big train wreck right at the very beginning of the debate.
He's the British one, right? The Tory Wonder Boy? Stuart Varney.
Exactly. The guy
who came to America because he's dirt stupid, but we believe anything said with a British accent sounds intellectual.
Okay, so here's Stuart Varney starting the proceedings on a great, perfect note. Perfect job, Stuart Varney.
News Channel, Dana Perino and Ilya Calderon, Univision.
Good evening. Thank you.
Poor woman. That poor woman.
Nicely done.
He managed to get the name out and then like ruined it on the dismount. Like, somehow forgot the word Univision.
Right, right. Like, pronouncing her name was like running downhill. He just couldn't.
It's Calderon. It's not that hard.
That's right. Let's hear that one more time. I thought that was fun.
News Channel, Dana Perino and Ilya Calderon, Univision.
Good evening. Thank you.
You want.
Thank you, Stuart.
Do you remember the chef from like Electric Company. I think it was 10 flaming birthday cakes. That's what it was like.
I thought he
leaned into that Calderon.
He did.
You know, and like, and then he just all went to shit.
When you said chef, I thought you were talking about this chef.
Different chef.
Teach me, give it to me. First, give it to me. More. This is my ancestor. It comes to me naturally. I am Swedish and Irish.
So is Lonnie's Swedish.
Jeez, I couldn't tell by looking at you.
I know, you'd never think I had anything to do with the Northern Atlantic, would you? With this fucking paper white skin.
Okay, so meantime, here's Smarmy Vivaswamy talking about the 14th Amendment, how he wants to eliminate birthright citizenship.
I feel like every time you play his voice, I get like I lose a little bit of what I gained in puberty. Like it's like I'm stepping backwards into a prepubescent state every time he talks.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, strangely enough, you got to hand it to him. Ron DeSantis said something to the effect of, "It sounds like when I hear you talk, it sounds like AI." Or was that Chris Christie?
It might have been Christie.
It sounds more like Christie now that I think about
He's
it.
He's better at that.
Yeah, from Jersey.
Here's AI Vivek Ramaswamy.
I do go a step further. You're right about that, Ilya. I favor ending birthright citizenship for the kids of illegal immigrants in this country. Now, the left will howl about the...
The left will howl. I have to make sure I pronounce the L at the end of howl.
Constitution and the 14th Amendment. The difference between me and them is I've actually read the 14th Amendment.
Oh, you have? That shocking. I didn't think so based on this opinion.
It was on audiobook.
Yeah, it's unequivocal, the 14th Amendment. There's no wiggle room there. And by the way, you can't just eliminate the 14th Amendment Section 1 just by whim. You can't just say, and I, you know what? I just said that like Vivek Ramaswamy. Whim. You can't just eliminate it by whim.
And it reminds me of the lead singer of REO Speedwagon. He did that a lot.
Oh, he did.
Take it on the chin. And yeah.
Take it on the run, baby. That's the way you want it, baby.
The goth ninjas are killing me today. This is funny as
because
fuck.
Because I'm actively in pain, my most vicious instincts are coming out.
That's right. Did we settle on Grimace? Is that going to be the name of your
It's Prince.
Awful,
it's a funky toe.
Prince.
All right?
Okay. Okay. All right. Prince
My
is
name
fine.
Is Prince, and I'm a metatarsal.
Right. It's not going to happen. It's not anything that the president can repeal. You have to repeal the amendment by going through and creating an all-new amendment that repeals that part of the Constitution. It's just not possible. It's just racism dog whistling for the crazy bigoted base. That's all that is.
That's the worst part about the Republican debates, I've realized, since 2015, is the baying morons in the audience, like, you know, like passing around the one brain cell they share like a joint at a party. You know, just like, it's birthright citizenship, yay! You know,
yeah, it's like the same people who go crazy every time Donald Trump says bullshit at a rally. Oh, is it bullshit? He's one of us. Bullshit. Oh, God.
Bullshit.
Right. Okay, so.
They're like Pavlov's dogs, you know? Like, they hear, like, lock her up or, you know, Russia. And they just, like, their fucking basements all flood at once. It's embarrassing.
Well, here's.
You know, okay, so Pavlov's dogs thought about food every time they heard a bell. But every time Pavlov, every time he heard a bell, was he like, oh, gotta feed the dogs?
That's a good question. I don't know. Any scientists? Dr. Fauci, what do you think?
I don't think so, David. I think he knew what he was doing, so I don't think that it was an issue.
Okay, I shouldn't be so amused, but I am. I think that's the best
You're
thing
easy.
Ever. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's as good as when the Muppets would do the soap opera in the hospital. When the pigs, remember Miss Piggy?
I do. Yeah.
Was it As the Stomach that. Turns? Is that what that?
No,
that
that's my mom's show.
That was your mom's show. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And that has nothing to do with a hospital. As the World Turns was not a hospital thing. I don't know what I'm thinking. Anyway, so Vivek Ramaswamy also talked about putting people back to work, not realizing that there's full employment right now.
Employment right now, yeah.
Yeah. And once again, I said it like Vivek. I said full employment right now. Anyway, here's Vivek talking about making an ass of himself about jobs.
But here's the other thing that we can do that's
it would
easy.
Take forever, Mr. Ramaswamy.
And it addresses the national debt as well as brings down prices.
As well.
Put people back to to work. We are using taxpayer money to pay people more to stay at home than to go to work.
Nonsense. Put people back to work. I'm so clever.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that like congratulates himself after a particularly good shit. You know, or like after he washes his hands, you know, he's like, good on you, Rent Vic. You wash your hands.
You know, it's just... I hardly had to wipe.
Exactly.
After that perfect shit. Yeah, so anyway, there's full employment. I don't know, put people back to work, who? The people who don't want to work? That's just it. It's just, we're fully packed.
Vivek, honey, your parents loved you too much. You're not that great.
Right. Well,
he's just like, just fill in the suit, dude. You're not that. Yeah. Anyway,
he should just change his name to Punching Bag, because that's what he is at these debates. Nikki Haley was like, you know what?
Every time she was all over him.
Yeah. Every time I hear you talk, you make me feel dumber. Here we go. This is Nikki Haley last night.
Swami was speaking.
There's one person on this.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say, because I can't believe.
That's good. She nailed that.
Yeah, that was perfect.
TikTok situation. What they're doing is these 150 million people are on TikTok. That means they can get your contacts, they can get your financial information, they can get your emails, they can get text messages, they can get all of
these
things.
This is important. This is very important for our party.
Exactly what they're doing.
This is very.
Boy, that was fun. God damn.
It was just such a debacle. The only person that was good was Calderon.
Yeah. I mean, here's a burst of just chaos. I mean, this next clip exactly illustrates what you're saying, Jody. This is the chaos that occurred last night. Just a brief.
This is what happens when all the butt plugs go off at once.
Intend to go ahead like this. In fact, we're about to take.
Stuart Varney is like, please stop. Please stop be clowning yourselves. Oh my
please,
God.
Please, this is not the British Parliament.
Yeah, it was just like 13 seconds of indiscriminate screaming, all happening at the same time. And then Tim Scott was talking about the Great Society under LBJ. You know, the Great Society that gave us Medicare, the thing that. Even Republicans go around saying, we're going to defend your Medicare. We're not going to take it away. And
take
Tim Scott's
my,
like,
take the government hands off my Medicare.
Exactly. So Tim Scott's like, yeah, Medicare worse than slavery. Here's Tim Scott last night.
Here's the challenge, though.
Oh, yeah.
Black families survived slavery. We survived poll taxes
not
and literacy tests. We survived discrimination being woven into the laws of our country. What was hard to survive was Johnson's Great Society, where they decided to put money.
Are the Republicans in the audience applauding him mentioning the Great Society? Or are they applauding him?
No, they're applauding him saying it's bad.
It's bad. So Medicare, bad.
But remember, no, Medicare and anything from the Great Society that helped people.
The Civil Rights Act,
bad.
The Voting Rights Act.
Because he said that was the worst part of LBJ was what he did good.
Oh, God. All right.
No, I'm going to trigger Frangela tomorrow.
Jesus, yeah,
remember to let Martin Luther King and Stokely Carmichael and Malcolm X know that they survived the 60s.
That's right.
Half the enslaved people did not make it.
That's absolutely right. Oh, my God. This is just such nonsense. But, of course, it works.
At least half, if not more. I mean, for fuck's sake, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, of course, it works with an audience full of ignorant white people. So, obviously, they're going to go, yeah, exactly what he said.
Woo!
Medicare.
It was, an internship
slavery.
Program.
Yeah,
it was an internship, exactly.
That's right. Okay, let's hear the rest of this Tim Scott clip. I don't know how much there's. Oh, yeah, we got 10 seconds more.
Decided to take the black father out of the household to get a check in the mail. And you can now measure that in unemployment, in crime, in devastation.
No, that's
absolutely wrong.
No.
Who took the black father out of Marjorie Taylor Greene's house or Lauren Boebert's house? Like, where's the... Where are the fathers in the garbage troll community?
Well, it's so ridiculous that Tim Scott is perpetuating this awful stereotype, this racist stereotype.
Totally.
Tim Wise tweeted this in reaction to this particular run. He said, Tim Scott is lying about welfare and the black community.
Yep.
You know how many black adults in the United States currently get welfare, quote unquote, checks? about 145,000. That's less than 0.5% of black adults. But white conservatives love hearing this shit, so he knows his audience. Yeah, that's exactly fucking right. And you know what? I think as a total sum of the population, many more white people on welfare than black people.
Absolutely.
Many, 100%. Many more. Yes, and I always go to...
Well, that's disability, though. I mean, they have different ways of, you know, it's not welfare. That's what black people get. When white people get, it's financial assistance.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Sorry.
You're not wrong there,
I had the wrong vernacular on that one. Yeah, I appreciate the clarification. But yeah, that is... we have one more clip. Chris Christie going after Donald Trump. And this is an attempt at Chris Christie comedy. Let's hear this. Let's hear this little run.
And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching. Okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
Ha ha.
Oh, that was too long of a wind up, dude.
Yeah, it was a long way to go for not much of a payoff, of course.
Kind of a Ted Cruz level.
It really pissed off Donald Trump because he made a video.
Of course, he was like, because he was watching right at that moment, like, because he couldn't help himself.
Right, exactly. Yep. And then he posted a video on Truth Central, and I've got the audio right here of Donald Trump's response. You can borrow this, Jody, if you need to, for the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you, Donald Trump. That was, I'm sorry, I called him Donald Trump. His name is Donald Duck, apparently. That's what I'm told here.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
it
would have
been funnier if he'd been like Donald Duck in cover or something.
Yes! Like, yes!
And you just know that that was entirely set up so Chris Christie can include that in a campaign ad. Because that will be in every Chris Christie campaign ad now. The Donald Duck line. Hi, hey, everybody. Hey, what does Donald Trump think of that? Here's Donald Duck. Jesus.
We had this Siamese cat that lived on our street that belonged to neighbors named Nikki, and she sounded kind of like that. It's kind of cute.
Oh, my dad used to do a great Donald Duck impression.
You know what? I've done impressions my entire adult career. And I cannot do that Donald Duck voice.
There's a thing in your cheek. You got to do this. Yeah. It's a weird kind of thing.
You have to use your cheek as the larynx.
Yeah. It's a weird. My dad.
I can't
There you go. My dad was so good at that.
Yeah. It's a special way that some people, I think, can make their mouths and throats go.
It's not the throat. It's in your cheek and in your tongue. And how you kind of move your mouth. It's a whole... My dad had a face when it happened.
Now,
it was weird.
Further oral sex lessons from Jody will be in the...
That's in the shadow docket.
Yeah, and you know, our friend Richard Hensel does an outstanding Donald Duck voice. And
that's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, but
our friend Richard Hensel, he gives great head, actually.
Man, no, ew.
Sorry, Richard, if you're listening.
Ew, David.
Yeah. I just pulled this clip up. Richard Hensel recorded a version of You Are So Beautiful in the Donald Duck voice.
You are so beautiful.
I feel like I can hear people hitting pause and cutting off the podcast function.
Are you kidding? That's funny.
Love That's Richard Hensel. Funny. He recorded that live on my interview show, on my Wednesday interview show. I didn't ask him to do a song. I didn't ask him to do that. He just volunteered. He's like, okay, Bob, here
we
go.
He just happened to have his piano in his pants.
He just happened to have his piano. He had his electric piano hooked up to his soundboard and everything. So when I went to interview
Donald
him,
doesn't wear pants.
That's absolutely true. That's maybe Richard Hensel wasn't wearing pants either because he's.
We don't know.
What is that? Method acting? What do you call that?
Yes.
Sorry,
didn't
Richard.
Didn't somebody do that when they were talking about rappers a few years ago? They were like, I need to call your attention to a scourge among young people. He runs around with half naked with no pants. He barely speaks an intelligible word.
I think that might have been Bill Cosby.
Famous for its greed and capitalist tendencies. His name is Donald Duck.
That's right, right? So pissed off at Chris Christie. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this summary judgment against the Trump Organization. That occurred exactly an hour and a half after we finished Tuesday's show. Yes, as it always does. So those of you who have listened to Tuesday's show, we didn't cover that.
Wait, I just want to hear something.
Yeah.
Jody, can you do the ha-ha, and then Bob, you follow it with the sound effect like it's birds in a forest calling out to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Jody?
Right. Ready?
Go ahead, Jody.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
Now, again.
Oh, response.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Here we are in the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
We're all in our 50s, by the way.
Yes, by the way. I'm the oldest of the three of us, by the way, as well. I'm in my pushing 60s phase of my life, so.
That's, oh my God. Well, technically, we all kind of are. Isn't that sad? You know who just turned 60? One of my favorite podcasters, the great Mark Maron, just turned 60 this week.
Love
wow,
him.
Really?
Yeah.
Ms. Miller's.
He's so fine, too.
Ms. Miller's. 42nd birthday is
Yes. Happy birthday, Stephanie
Her
Miller.
23rd, 42nd birthday?
Well, when I turned 42, I said it was the second anniversary of my 21st birthday.
There oh, that's go. Right. Yeah, yeah. At one point, I thought about starting to count backwards.
Oh, no, I add the numbers together.
Yeah. Smart.
That gives me no relief anymore.
Yeah,
you know, if I did my numbers backwards last year, I could be like, hey, I'm 45. Yay, I'm still kind of cute. And then like this year it's double nickels, so there's no, 55.
Well, then you're 10.
Either way.
No, see here, I'm 11 because I'm 56.
Okay.
So now I'm technically older than my mom.
Yes.
Who is 9.
That's true. If she were to start
I'm 55 and a half.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh
when
my
do we
God.
Stop doing halves? So, is that like six, you know, like six
No,
and
you
half.
Start doing it again in your 90s.
There you go.
So I'm the youngest one in this
Yeah, you're the
ensemble.
Baby.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got lots more to come here on the show. We're going to talk about Letitia James and the latest from the Trump Organization fraud trial that's going to get started any day now, I think. And plus, we got to talk about the unofficial impeachment hearings taking place in the House right now. I don't have a whole lot to say about that, but we do have a fun clip from Jonathan Turley. You never thought I'd say that, right? Jonathan Turley and fun
Who
in the
that?
Same sentence.
Who is Jonathan Turley?
He's a lawyer.
The name is like
George Washington Clinton. University. Yeah.
And Clinton era Turley.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ringing a far. I thought maybe this was his kid or something, but this is
no,
the same
it's
guy.
Him. Okay. No, it's him.
Same Jonathan Turley. Yeah, he was an ally during the George W. Bush years, and has now, I guess, succumbed to Russian compromat. I don't know. How else do you explain what Jonathan Turley has become in later years? Just absolute nonsense. So we're going to talk about all of that and a whole lot more here on today's show. Back with more podcasting right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bob Seska!
Start you can give your youngster.
Edgy rebels can form real fucking quick with the sponsor rich heroes. Walmart, Banksy, Tricks Arena, punk rock, mainstream, anarchy. Claim to hate the big brother, love patriarchy.
Yeah, it's a great Betamax DC. And a single we played before is called Proud of Dumb. Another really great track here from Betamax DC. All right, where do we leave off here? We're going to talk about Judge Engeron. For some reason, I want to call him Judge Erdogan, you know, the president of Turkey, the dictator of Turkey.
The Georgia judge?
No, this is Judge Arthur Engeron. He is presiding over the Letitia James suit against the Trump Organization, and he handed down a summary judgment against the Trump Organization, against Trump, against the Trump kids, against Alan Weisselberg, et cetera, a bunch of different Trump LLCs, thus dissolving those companies.
Yep.
The Trump Organization, once this is all said and done, of course, Donald Trump's going to go through an appeals process after the trial. But once that is all done, it's almost certain that the Trump Organization, as we know it, will disappear. And Trump will
please step into the wood chipper.
Yes, exactly. David K. Johnston, who, by the way, this is going to be David K. Johnston's new theme music. We're going to do this because he's like the Mr. McGee of the Trump empire.
He lost me. I don't know who that is.
Mr. McGee.
David K. Johnston?
Yeah, David K. Johnston.
No, I know who David K. Johnston is. Mr. McGee, is that it?
He's from the Incredible Hulk. He's the tabloid reporter who was going after David
Banner. The guy that kept following Bill Bixby everywhere.
Remember, that's Marvel. I was DC. I wanted to be in Wonder Woman's camp, so I was
ISIS,
not a Marvel
baby.
Person.
I was all about the almighty ISIS. Almighty I loved that ISIS. Show. She came on after Shazam.
Yes,
she did.
I can't remember the names of people I met 3 days ago, but I can remember Mr. McGee's first name. His first name is Jack. Jack McGee.
Of course you can. I remember that too.
Why is that information at my fingertips? There's something wrong with me.
It's like lyrics. I remember lyrics. But hi, what is your name again?
I know.
So, Talani. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the coffee, darling. What's your name?
What's your name, dear? I've known you for 23 years, and you are?
Well, David Cage Johnson, you've probably seen him on Lawrence O'Donnell's show on MSNBC. You may have read his articles and books, etc. This guy has been pursuing the Trumps for years and years and years. He tweeted this the other day in reaction to this summary judgment. He said, the various properties, the Trump properties, are likely to be sold at fire sale prices. Among these is the portion of Trump Tower that Trump still owns, his own triplex apartment there, his golf courses, and Mar-a-Lago, the Florida mansion he bought in a corrupt mortgage deal.
All this is going up for sale?
Decades ago. Yes, because it's all going to be dissolved. The Trump Organization.
It's going to have to.
As a business.
So his assets get liquidated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's got to sell Mar-a-Lago now, that festering, mildewy heap of bricks.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about Letitia James for a long time now. And I think some of us were like, oh, it's not criminal charges. He's not going to go to jail because of this. I'm like, well, wait, just wait for it, because this is going to devastate Donald Trump, not only as a businessman, but as someone who rests his entire reputation on the fact that he's a businessman. Hey, look at me. I started all these amazing businesses, and the greatest business and the most tremendous businessman ever in the history of business. And he's a gigantic fraud. He's been inflating his assets. And then there are other new dimensions to this, where he's talking about on Truth Central, he's talking about his financial statements and saying that there's something in the financial statements that indicates that the financial statements are not true. Mm-hmm. So making things worse for himself, he said here at the end of this Truth, he said, there is a powerful disclaimer clause. And of course, it's a powerful disclaimer clause, because everything Donald Trump does is very, powerful. Very, very, the most powerful. The
powerful or beautiful or like we've never seen before.
Right. The strongest. There is a powerful disclaimer clause on the first pages of the financial statements. It states that nothing in the financial statement should be accepted as fact. So he's saying publicly, I'm lying on my financial statements, and there's a disclaimer that says on the financial statements that these numbers that we're presenting to on loan applications, even to the Internal Revenue Service, et cetera, is all lies. We're just making up these numbers. And of course, this is a defense that doesn't work in court. That disclaimer is irrelevant, because the numbers reported in the financial statement, that's the legally relevant part of those documents, not the disclaimer. So what he's saying here is merely like court of public opinion nonsense for the suckers that are already part of his cult, right? So there, he made things worse for himself. Plus, he's been saying that his assets are actually much greater than the numbers that are reported on the financial statements, which means that in his official documents, he's lowballing his assets, which could have tax implications. I mean, I think maybe the IRS should take a look at something like that. But also indicates that, yeah, he's confessing. He's confessing to being a fraud. And he's saying it out loud in public in front of his entire fan base on Truth Central. So there's no mystery.
I just had like a sudden flash about like all these businesses, all the things that failed, the airline, the steaks, the water, the cologne. Mm-hmm. You know, if we think of all of them as being like the car wash in Breaking Bad, as ways to launder money, it starts to make more sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't know why it hadn't occurred to me to, like, look at all of them that way before. I just assumed that certain deals and stuff, but if we assume that everything all the way back is all just fronts for gang money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the judge actually said in his summary judgment, he said that Donald Trump is creating some sort of influence operation with Saudi Arabia, based on Donald Trump's own testimony. So that's now added into the official record of all of this. So we got to say a gigantic thank you to Letitia James. And also, you know what? Hat tip to Michael Cohen.
Says who?
Michael Cohen nailed this from the very beginning. In fact, it was Michael Cohen's testimony in the House of Representatives that ultimately led to Letitia James filing these charges and pursuing Donald Trump based on this fraud. And then also, there's other examples of fraud as well. There's tax fraud. Donald Trump has already been, or the Trump Organization has already been found guilty of tax fraud in New York City. There's, of course, the indictment against Donald Trump for filing fraudulent business records. That's the Alvin Bragg thing that's just getting underway and implicating that Donald Trump fudged his business records to hide the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Of course, we know about the Trump Foundation, which has been dissolved. And the Trump boys, plus Ivanka, had to attend special classes, like people who have gotten DUIs. They had to spend...
Bankruptcy class. They need to do that.
They had to attend a special class.
Did they go?
To learn how to not defraud people with their charity foundation. Yes, they did. They went and completed the entire thing.
They had to, yeah.
Yeah, they were compelled by the court to do it.
I'm surprised nobody Instagrammed that.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. And then, of course, the Trump University was shut down, and a bunch of the students sued Donald Trump, and the students won that case. So there's a pattern of fraud here, And it's just, it's still remarkable. And I know I shouldn't be surprised at this point, but there's a pattern of fraud that, as a Trump supporter, and I know it's a cult, I get it. They're already brainwashed. It's not going to happen. But at least someone's got to be going, you know what? That's a bunch of things where Donald Trump has been found guilty or indicted of fraud.
It's all maybe the deep this state,
is
all. Bob.
Yeah, it is the deep state. That's right. It's all a
it's
big.
It's all just like a bunch of people who are like bad and evil, who drink children's blood, and are,
who are
a cult, and we're just trying to take away their guy's chance at the White House because we know that our jig will be up.
Yep. Yep. Well, the official word here is court officials are cementing plans to proceed with Monday's $250 million civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump after attorneys for Trump and the New York Attorney General's office hashed out some pretrial issues at a hearing on Wednesday, although lingering questions remain regarding the impact of Judge Arthur Engoron's sweeping ruling on Tuesday. In a scathing order, Engoron ordered the cancellation of the Trump Organization's business certificates in New York after finding that Trump and his co-defendants engaged in, quote unquote, persistent fraud by inflating the value of his assets. But the judge wrote that a trial is still required to decide six remaining cases of action. So there's more to come, alleged by Letitia James, as well as the scope of the penalty, which could include barring Trump from making real estate acquisitions and applying for loans in New York. So essentially, Donald Trump is being driven out of New York in complete disgrace. And I'm here for it. In fact, I wish I could laugh in his face about this, like I plan to do when he goes to prison. Sit on the other side of the fence, you know, in my folding chair with a cooler full of beverages. And I
dressed in blaze orange from head to foot to make yourself, like, very visible.
Right. And I just sit on the other side of the fence laughing. Pointing and laughing. Donald Trump behind bars. Yes, that's my plan. So, meantime, Letitia James, at least her partial witness list is out, and the people who will be testifying include Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, Michael Cohen, of course.
Says who?
Uh-oh.
And Alan Weisselberg. That's going to be interesting. I don't know if this is going to be televised. Does anyone know? Is it going to be on TV? Are we going to be able to watch it?
It's a civil trial, so not sure.
I don't know. Big question mark. We'll find out. I assume the information's out there somewhere. I just haven't seen it. So fingers crossed that it will be televised because I absolutely want to see, especially I want to see Eric Trump testify in this.
It's going to be, I don't recall.
Yeah, that's going to be the entire testimony. Don Jr. is going to be...
My name's Eric, and I don't recall.
That's right. He's got to say, my name's Eric, before he says, I don't recall. Yeah. But Donald Trump Jr., I don't recall. All the testimony is just going to be this. And it'll be Donald Trump doing that. It'll be Ivanka doing that. Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump. Michael Cohen will be just all over the place. You're not going to be able to shut him up. He's just going to go off. And Alan Weisselberg will have to talk about these things. Of course, Alan Weisselberg has already been convicted of being part of all of this fraud. So, meantime, Eric Trump was hyperventilating all over, I don't know if it was Truth Central or Twitter or where the hell he was. I can't tell anymore which is which, just based on the tweets themselves. But he said here, today I lost all faith in the New York legal system. Never before have I seen such hatred toward one person by a judge. A coordinated effort with the attorney general to destroy a man's life. God. Yeah. To destroy a man's life, company, and accomplishments. We have run an exceptional company, never missing a loan payment, making banks hundreds of millions of dollars, developing some of the most iconic assets in the world. Yet today, the persecution of our family continues. Oh, so sad.
Tell that to the fucking people who can't find their kids. Yeah. Who are separated at the border and never see their children again.
Exactly.
That's how you ruin people. You fuckers.
It sounds like, David, you'd be on board with turning Trump Tower into a housing facility for migrant workers.
I
think that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, I had several ideas. My first idea was level Trump Tower, just knock the whole thing down, demolish it, and in its place, put a memorial to all of the COVID victims from Trump's final year in office. I'm talking about the 400,000 Americans who died on Donald Trump's watch. Or we could just rename Trump Tower Mary Trump Tower.
That would be cool.
Yeah, or you turn it into a housing facility for migrant workers and migrant children. I think that would be the ultimate poetic justice in all of this.
I think we should just make it like half as tall, put a mushroom head on it, and make it droop slightly, and make it a piece of art, you know, dedicated to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even that, we talk about Donald Trump fraud. We talk about how fake he is with his yellow hair, which is not really yellow, or his orange skin, which isn't really orange, or his height, which really isn't 6'3", or his weight, which really isn't 220 pounds. But we forget that he also made up the number of floors that are in Trump Tower.
Yep.
Yes.
He also, that's also fraudulent.
And doubled the size of his apartment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, in order to house it, the building would have to bail out at the top, rather like his mushroom shape.
Penis?
Yes.
I'm the
best! I'm trying not to think about it, David. I'm just kind of ignoring every time you go down that road.
Penis, 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 penis song.
What did we say before? Peter fee? Did he have to pay a Peter fee in order
Peter
to...
Peter fee. Did he have to pay a Peter
he
fee?
He did, but it was smaller than he expected.
Yes. Okay. So what was I talking about? Was it Trump Tower?
I don't remember anymore.
Yeah. Well, Trump's even penis. Trump Tower is a fraud. Even his own fucking tower, the castle that he created to his own bullshit, is in itself fraudulent because there aren't as many floors as he says there is.
It's the house that Jackoff built.
There are like, I don't know, a dozen possibilities for the name of today's show, by the way. That's going to be a tough choice on that one. But anyway.
Just name it the number. Just go with Bob's show number this.
Yes. Maybe I'll do that one time. No, I don't
know. It'll probably be number 666.
So the unofficial impeachment hearings in the House are happening right now as we record this. And guess what? It's all a bunch of bullshit. It's not anything
bullshit
that you should be concerned about bullshit. Because the Republicans are absolutely beclowning themselves. Stem cell Victor Xi tweeted this earlier today. He said, "This is really good. Both MSNBC and CNN are not broadcasting the impeachment inquiry. And by the way, it's not really an impeachment inquiry.
No.
This is a point that was being made by almost every Democrat on that committee. They were saying there was no official vote here. So what we are doing right now is just an official committee proceeding."
Exactly.
And so therefore...
It's the airing of the grievances. Happy Festivus.
Yes, exactly. But there was one... at one point, Jamie Raskin was like, well, you can't talk about Joe Biden pejoratively because we're under the rules of parliamentary procedure right now because this isn't an official impeachment inquiry. Exactly. There was no vote. No. There was no House vote.
And when they say that Nancy Pelosi didn't get a House vote, she did.
And then, yeah, and then AOC was like, well, if you want to change the rules, Mr. Chairman, James Comer, then let's have a vote on the House floor and change the rules. But you don't want to do that because, you know what? You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose.
You know, whatever your feelings are about her politics, you have to love AOC just because every time she spanks one of those sad old gray white men with their $6 haircuts and sends them crying home to mommy, you know it stings them that much more because they think she is smoking hot.
Well, I think the cable news channels, at least the sane ones, MSNBC and CNN, have heard our screaming since Meet the Press happened and since that CNN town hall took place. Well, instead of showing the actual hearings, MSNBC and CNN, according to Victor Xi, stem cell Victor Xi, instead they are fact-checking what Republicans are saying in real time and saying that they will only air the moments that matter. This is how it's done. Finally, the media is starting
to learn.
Well, cable news media. Make sure you're specific about that. Because I think so often we think of the news media, but we're actually thinking of just cable news. And so cable news.
I don't know. I haven't watched network news since Tom Brokaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither like, have I.
I mean, what? What's, I mean, does anyone actually, what, I mean, what like sad senior citizen is sitting there waiting until 5 p.m. to turn on the national news?
Right. You
know? What?
Yeah, exactly. So here's Jonathan Turley testifying today before this ridiculous impeachment inquiry, which really isn't an impeachment inquiry.
In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
So one of their star witnesses today is like, no, this evidence doesn't support impeachment at all. So thank you, Jonathan Turley.
Hey, lay down your crap, John Turley. Lay down your crap and lie.
Lay down.
We all lost our lunch so early. We're sorry you testified.
Oh, thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Thanks, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yay.
Yay.
Jonathan Turley, you know, this is just a consistent burr under my saddle that it has nothing to do with anything, but mm-hmm. Jonathan Carl is the wrongest man in Washington.
Turley or Carl?
I said Jonathan Carl because he just popped into my head when we were listening to that, and I was thinking about when they were – do you remember the day of the Cassidy Hutchinson hearing?
Yeah.
Like when they announced that it was coming, and it was like, we're doing it tonight, and it wasn't scheduled.
Right.
Remember? And I was like, this is going to be big. And I was watching MSNBC, and Jonathan Carl was on there, which I thought he worked for ABC or CNN. I don't know. But he was saying, this won't be an important hearing. He's like, there's nobody that they're going to bring out off schedule that's going to be someone consequential. You know, he's like, this will be just like some rote recitation of what we already know. And I was like, I have a feeling you're going to eat those words, Jonathan Carl. And sure enough, here came Cassidy Hutchinson, the most memorable and consequential testimony, perhaps, of the entire investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, God, that guy just, it's like, you can basically like, hey, Jonathan Carl, do I need to wear a raincoat today? No, it's going to be beautiful. Okay, get the raincoat and the umbrella and the boots. Yeah, right.
Well, obviously, Cassidy Hutchinson has had to get extra security to protect her from Donald Trump's fanboys and his militias. And the same goes
for Matt Gaetz, who's apparently running around behind her trying to hump her like an overexcited Doberman.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with
him? Oh, my God. Why did he say they dated? She would be honest about that.
So gross.
Her expression when Rachel Maddow was like, so what about this? Did you fuck him? It was like Cassidy Hutchinson's mouth became just like a straight bloodless line, and her eyes lit up like black volcanic glass, she was just like, no. And you're just like, you know exactly what happened. He was texting her and calling her and schmoozing or oozing around the corners of buildings, being like, I can't find my cabin, Cassidy. Can you help me?
Exactly. You
know, I think it might be here in my pants. It's just like, dude, you're. And she was like, Matt has his problems. You know, I felt like her answer was just like, I wouldn't fuck with her. I know she's a Republican, so she can't be that smart, but I feel like you would come away from a fight with Cassidy Hutchinson nursing your wounds and wishing it had never happened.
Yep. Well, I mean, in addition to Cassidy Hutchinson having to get additional security to protect herself from Trump's militias, Mark Milley has to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Mark Milley is going to be on 60 Minutes this weekend responding to Trump, among other things. And he mentions that to Nora O'Donnell, he says that, I had to get security to protect me and my family because, you know, Donald Trump is a fragile, brittle, angry old man who can't stand being criticized, who can't stand being opposed. He's a gigantic fraud. And, of course, he stirs up his people to go after his enemies. That's exactly what he does. So, to put a gag order on Donald Trump only solves part of the problem. To stop Donald Trump from threatening his enemies only solves part of the problem, because all he needs to do is get his surrogates. Like, you know that Charlie Kirk is about to... Well, Charlie Kirk is like that main flying monkey that would hang out with the Wicked Witch. You know, there was that one flying monkey that was just there. That's Charlie Kirk to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I'm like, that's the flying monkey with the blow, with the good coach.
Yeah, with the tiny baby teeth, if you notice. That one flying monkey had little teeny tiny weird gross baby teeth like Charlie Kirk has. So to wrap this portion of the show up here, AOC, the great AOC, said during the hearings, she said to Jonathan Turley, simple question for you. In your testimony today, are you presenting any firsthand witness account of crimes committed by the president of the United States? And Jonathan Turley said, no, I am not.
Hey, lay down your crap, John Turley. Lay down your crap and lie.
Lay down.
All right. We'll take one last break here and finish up our Thursday show right after these words, right after the studio audience is done clapping. There we go. Okay, back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Than your forefinger and the one that's on the trigger. Can you forgive?
Yeah. This is Karma and the Killjoys, one of my favorite band names that we play here in the show.
Love it.
Yeah, so cool. This is a song called Amelia. I'll listen to a little bit more of it here, yeah. Okay, go to BobSeska.com, click on the link for this episode, and download this song. Get it into your record collection now. You can even stop the show if you need to. If you need to stop the show, pause it, go over to BobSeska.com, click on the link to support Karma and the Killjoys, and download this music, and then start the show up again, please. Thank you. Okay, so... Oh, do I hear the leaf blower? Okay, she said, your neighbor has had enough. She's like, okay, I've waited long enough. For yeah. David to finish his stupid podcast. That's what,
it's been an hour and a half.
She sat down and read a matchbook cover, and yeah, she's done.
Yeah. Okay, so what's up next here? Oh, this is exactly how fucked up Republican voters are right now. This is how deluded they are, how much they've been suckered. A new poll. Okay, well, see, right when we were getting ready to start the show, David's like, I don't want any polls today, Bob. Well, there's a poll.
And then immediately my neighbor started leaf blowing their lawn. And I had to go over there and tell them to stop.
So, it's a bunch of annoying things all at once. Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, poll stories are fucking hard to make funny. That's the reason I don't like them, because it's just like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but also, we're so far out from the actual election that polls right now are like...
Stupid.
You know.
Well, this isn't an election
stupid.
Poll. I know, they are stupid, but this is...
When you said stupid, there was my heart, I thought you went, David, and I was like, uh-oh, what did I do? Like, that's the exact tone of voice my mom used to get, and if you'd said James David Ferguson, I would have probably gone into, like, PTSD.
Ew, David.
Ew.
So, but this is different. This is the perception of Donald Trump compared to other Republicans. So a new poll released this week by the Deseret News... I don't even know what that is, found that former President Donald Trump more identified as a person of faith by Republican voters than any of his 2024 GOP rivals or even Senator Mitt Romney. Romney, who is a devout follower of the Church of Latter-day Saints, is only considered a person of faith by 35% of those Republican voters polled. Trump, meanwhile, is considered a person of faith by 53% of those polls. Former President Mike Pence came in a close second within the margin of error, as 52% believe him to be a person of faith. You would talk about hoaxes. You would talk about fake fucking nonsense. These people actually believe that Donald Trump is in some way a person of faith. Donald Trump doesn't care about any of the Jesus bullshit.
Donald Trump has never not tuned out a sermon if he was in church in his fucking life.
Yes.
Like, there are 12-year-olds who have grasped more of the, you know, Roman Catholic, Protestant agenda, whatever, than Donald Trump, because he only goes to church to be seen there.
Yeah, yeah.
As a status thing.
Right. I assure you, there's that photo, or there's been several photos of Donald Trump with all these religious people around him laying their hands on him, and his eyes closed and his head sort of in this somber, respectful kind of facial expression.
Somber, so somber.
And he's not listening to whatever the religious people are saying. I bet you that he is thinking...
No, he's sitting there going, does my chin look fat when I do this?
Exactly.
I wonder how this picture is going to look.
He's thinking about Stormy Daniels' breast implants or something. So, like something
hamburgers.
Else is happening.
Yeah.
Yes. If he sees a shiny object. I mean, that was one of the things Cassidy Hutchinson writes in her book. Like, she would observe Donald Trump during meetings and seeing exactly, like, after 3 minutes, his eyes starting to wander. Like, okay, well, now he's officially not paying attention. Like, there are people briefing him, and Donald Trump's eyes are, like, wandering around the room. Like, he's thinking, oh, look, that dog has a puffy tail or whatever. It's like, he's like
Homer
Simpson.
He really has the attention span of a child.
Right.
I mean, we've established that the man has never had to concentrate to do anything in his life, so he doesn't know how.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know how to listen.
So, finally here, a federal government shutdown looks increasingly likely as Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes needed to pass a short-term spending bill, and House Republicans have indicated they won't consider the Senate's bipartisan plan to fund the government. You know what? This government shutdown is actually a little bit entertaining, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, it's bad for the government to shut down. I'm a liberal. I like the government. I know that it's bad for the government to shut down.
I don't love the government, but people need to get their fucking checks.
Yeah.
The people who work for the government,
yes.
You know, I mean, this is the thing. And, you know, anyway, please proceed.
Well, the fact is that this particular shutdown is going to be entirely blamed on the Republicans. This is not one of those things like where David Brooks can go, well, Joe Biden's being stubborn, too. Or the Senate Democrats are being stubborn on this. This is 1,000% the Rodeo Clown Caucus in the House of Representatives holding this whole thing hostage. Because reasons. Because indiscriminate shrieking. That's exactly why they're doing this. They want to embarrass Kevin McCarthy. But what they're actually doing is they're embarrassing their entire party. And they think, well, because Donald Trump's the head of the party, we're impervious to any fallout from this, any blowback from this. Well, you know what? They're 1,000% wrong.
Wrong.
They're absolutely wrong. This is one of those things that is going to negatively impact Republicans across the board, especially in the House of Representatives. And it could almost guarantee that the Democrats will take back the House next year. Now, the problem is, the only problem in this, is that it's not happening in 2024. Like, if we're having this conversation and it was June of 2024 or July, right around that.
Their donation schedule is too tight for that. They know they need people pouring in money up close to an election. And if they shut down the government, then donations will stop.
Exactly. So I'm a little distressed by the timing, but I think that's small potatoes. I think this is something that people are going to remember. People are going to remember the Republicans in disarray. I'd like to see more reporting about Republicans in disarray. I'd like to see more headlines on that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, please. I'm not holding my breath for that, but that means that we have to pick up the slack. We have to take the reins and take the baton.
Whatever. I'm so tired of taking the fucking baton, you know?
I know.
Give me some lube this time.
Ew. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's that sound?
Ew, David.
Oh, it's not loud enough. Anyway. Okay.
Ew, so, David.
Thank you, Jody. Or how would Dr. Fauci say that?
Ew, David.
All right. Well, the Shadow Doc.
David, coming that was disgusting.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that, Rudy? Yeah, Rudy's laughing, too. All right, so the Shadow Docket is up next on our Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/BobSuskaShow. Click the box for the Shadow Docket level, if you're not already subscribed, and sign up for $5 a month. And in exchange for your $5 a month, not only are you supporting this awesome, awesome show, but you're also going to get the Shadow Docket program twice a week. I just called it a program.
It's old. It's a program.
See, also,
actually, it's British. It's a program with an MME at the end.
Right. We're in our 50s.
Very fancy. Very fancy.
It's a program. Yeah.
So you get a Shadow Docket every Tuesday and every Thursday. And if you sign up for $15 a month, by the way, you get one file that has not only the free show, but also the Shadow Docket on the end of it, just exactly the way we record the show. So go and
no
do that.
No adverts.
Yeah.
On the program.
Patreon.
No adverts at all.
That's right.
No,
$15 level. You don't get any commercials on the Ultimate Edition version of the show. And also, there are no commercials on the Shadow Docket because it's exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. So go and do that. Patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Meantime, you can support David at patreon.com/astralsummer. What's your Venmo again, David?
It's mytoeispurple.com. No.
You got 14 seconds. What's your Venmo?
At David-Ferguson-17.
Excellent. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. Shadow Docket up next. See you over there, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.